perfect storm has hit the port of Los Angeles, but not the type that has to do with the weather. Alana Victor has the story.
With the holiday season just around the corner, the Port of Los Angeles is experiencing its busiest time of the year. But this year, equipment shortages, labor negotiations, and rail delays are slowing the port's shipments. Philip Sanfield, spokesman for the Port of LA, says there are multiple problems causing the backup.
Really, it's 3, 4, 5, 6 issues at play that have kind of created a perfect storm in terms of congestion this year. And what it's resulted in is ships, large cargo ships, are anchored offshore, you know, maybe a handful, 3, 4 a day waiting to get in. And then once they do get in, it's taking longer to get their goods off the docks.
The port's congestion can also be attributed to a 9% growth in the last year. Vessel sizes have increased, bringing even more cargo with them. Next, there is an issue with these parts needed to maneuver the cargo. Sanfield says there's also an issue with the chassis, the wheel flatbeds that hold the containers. The final issue is the labor shortage, particularly truckers who are handling short trips.
Longshore men and women who work the docks down here have been working without a contract since July 1, and that's been a little bit of a factor as well because it takes away their attention.
Retailers are used to getting their containers off the ship at the port and onto the train headed Midwest the same day. But Sanfield says it now sometimes takes a couple of days.
And that's something that, really concerns us because we pride ourselves on the ability to be, have the infrastructure and the logistics operation unparalleled in North America.
The Port of LA is the number one port in America. And if the goods are delayed, it might put a damper on the holiday. The port's congestion will have a different effect depending on the retailer and the scope. Frank Leo, a partner at the retail consulting firm Curt & Salmon, says it won't change this season's market drastically, but will alter the strategies of the future.
Port is getting full, the terminals are getting full, and as people move to bigger boats, that's only going to get worse. So I think this is, a very acute problem for this year, but I think it's signaling something that is going to continue to be a problem in the future years.
While the Port of LA may not take any major hits this season, this congestion brings to light the larger issue of import demands and how retailers will strategize their shipment as the issues continue to be addressed. Alana Victor, Annenberg Radio News.